朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
主耶稣要他的门徒在村庄里面预备，他们却不让他去。
And Jesus wanted the disciples send messengers into the village to prepare.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣是为了神的旨意到耶路撒冷去。
We know Jesus go to Jerusalem is because of God's will.
但是他被阻挡。
But he was stopped.
你想他应该怎样的啊？举起公义的手来。叫神施行许多神迹，把撒玛利亚毁灭，是不是
？So you probably will imagine that Jesus will raise up his hand of righteousness and do a lot of miracles and destroy all those obstructions.
诗篇第十九篇说什么
？In the Psalm 19.
你看这个公义的王出来都不得了啊
！If you see this righteous king come out, it was such a glory.
他说：“太阳如同新郎出洞房啊，就是勇士啊，欢然奔路。”十九章。
Psalm 19.
第五节
Verse 5 Which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run this race.
四十五篇怎么说啊
And in 45 Psalm 45
他说大能者愿你腰间背刀大有荣耀和威严的为真理谦卑公义赫然坐车前往无不得胜的你的右手必显明可畏的事四十五章第三节第四节
Verse 3 and 4Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty, and in thy majesty write prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and the right hand shall teach thee terrible things.
第五节说你的箭锋快射中王敌之心万民就扑倒在你以下。
And verse 5 says, that thine arrows are sharp in the heart of kings' enemies, thereby the people fall under thee.
弟兄姊妹们，如果约翰和雅各他们以为主耶稣是弥赛亚，应该应验诗篇四十五篇。
Now, if John and James they understand that Jesus is Messiah, then these verses should be fulfilled on Jesus.
所以他们看看主耶稣没有表现，没有反应。
So when they see that Jesus did not react at all,
他们忍不住了。
They can't stand it anymore.
他们怎么说
？So what did they say?
他主啊。你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们
he said, Lord,
像以利亚所说的一样吗
Lord, without that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them even as Elijah did
他们圣经还背得不错蛮熟的嘞
So they know the scripture pretty well
多少人知道这段圣经的典故啊
Now, how many of you knows where does this come from?
以利亚什么时候吩咐我从天上降下来
When did Elijah ask the fire to come down from heaven?
列王记下第一章
Now it was the second king First chapter of second king
列王记下第一章那个时候他们就有一个君王亚哈谢就差遣他的使者去见以利亚
At that time the king sent messengers to seeElijah.
他们到了那边说神人你下来王吩咐你下来
they went and said come down the king wants you to come down
结果神人说如果我是神人啊就有火从天上降下来把你们烧灭
and Elijah answered and said to them if I be a man of God and let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50
结果火从天上降下来把他们烧了。
And indeed, that's what happened. The fire came down and consumed them.
第二个五十夫长又来了。
And then the second man of 50 come.
又是一样的话。
And he says the same thing.
这些话更凶，快快下来啊
And this time it's even rude. He says, "Oh, man of God, I had come down quickly."
以利亚的话还是一样，如果我是神人，愿火从天上降下来，烧灭你和你那五十个人。
And Elijah answered just the same. He says, "If I should be the man of God, then fire should come down from heaven and consume thee."
第三次一个五十夫长来，这回这个五十夫长真是懂得神的事情。
Now the third time this captain of 50 come, and this time he really understand God.
他一到就双膝跪在以利亚面前。
When he come, he knelt down before Elijah.
他没有命令他，哀求他。
He did not ordered him, but he begged him.
他说：“愿我的性命啊，在你面前看为宝贵；愿我这五十人性命在你面前看为宝贵。”
He said, "I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50 thy servant be precious in thy sight."
所以神就对以利亚说：“你下去。”
That's why God sent Elijah. He said, "God said, go down, Elijah."
因此，为什么以利亚这么威严呢、啊、
？Now, why Elijah have such majesty?
因为他们是干犯神的威严，不是干犯以利亚的威严。
Because those people, they are interfering with the glory of God, but not the glory of Elijah.
如果今天有人觉得神的威严是可以干犯的，你试试看。
If anybody who thinks they can touch the glory of God, now let him try.
旧约和新约一样的，不是说新约神的威严不可以碰，
just
可以碰了。
It's the same in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. It is not so that this is the time of New Testament that you can do this.
旧约里面摩西他们代表神行政的时候，神的公义彰显在哪里？
In the Old Testament time, in the time of Moses.Moses represent God and his government was there.
所以约翰有个观念说，既然这样子，让我们吩咐火从天上降下来。
That's why John had this concept. He said, "Well, if this is the case, we shall command fire to come down from heaven."
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣道成肉身，把神的荣耀威严包藏在里面。
Jesus came down in flesh. He enclosed this glory of God in him.
所以我们能接触主耶稣碰到他不是碰到神的威严是碰到人在神面前的尊重
That's why when we meet people,
我不晓得他们到底有没有叫火从天上降的本领啊
I don't know whether they can really do that or not
你们读读看他说要我们吩咐火从天上降下来吗
Now if you read that verse carefully you see Now do you want us to call down the fire from heaven
弟兄姊妹你仔细读的从前我读的以后说主啊你吩咐我从天上降下来烧灭他们，这还不错，这还好一点呢。
I have the impression when I read it before is that, oh Lord, please send down the fire to consume them. That's probably more reasonable.
他说要我们吩咐我从天上降下来吗
？But read it carefully. He says, do you want us to call down the fire from heaven?
我不晓得主耶稣如果让他们做的话，他们有没有这个本领啊
？I don't know if even when Jesus gives them the okay, whether they can do it or not.
这个天上的火没有出来，它里面的火出来了。
Now the fire from the heaven did not come down, but the fire from inside of them did come out.
这个不仅雷轰，还有闪电呢。
So it didn't just have thunder, but it has really lightning.
哎呀，这个雅各、约翰真是雷子。
So John and James indeed they are the son of thunder.
主耶稣看着他们。
And so Jesus looked at them.
责备他们。
And rebuked them.
他说你们的灵如何原心这里原文的灵啊你们的灵如何你们不晓得。
He said, what is with your spirit you do not know?
啊现在晓得了。
Now that you know.
这个火好像亚比米勒的火一样。
Now this fire is like the fire of Abimelech.
大家知不知道亚比米勒是谁啊
Now do you know who's Abimelech?
四世纪里面一个最最属灵的人叫做约坦。
There's the most spiritual person in the book of Judges,His name is Jotham.
但是他没有做过士师，为什么？他应当做士师的，让他同父异母的兄弟，把他几个兄弟都杀了，他就逃走。
He should, Jotham should be the judge, but he was not the judge because his brother killed everybody else and was so he ran away.
他的 half brother 就是亚比米勒。
His half brother is Abimelech.
约坦就说，如果你们顺服耶路巴利的儿子，就都平安。
So Jotham said, if you all obey the son of Jerubbaal, then you will all be in peace.
他说你们违背他，愿火从亚比米勒烧出来。
But then he said, if you do not do that, then I pray that the fire will come out of Abimelech.
他说亚比米勒好像荆棘一样。
He said Abimelech is like brambles.
弟兄姊妹，约翰、雅各他们的火是亚比米勒的火，不是以利亚的火。
Now John and James, their fire is like the fire of Abimelech. It's not like Isaiah.
Elijah.
Elijah.
主耶稣说：“人子来说什么？不是要灭人的性命。”
But Jesus says, "Man, the
Son of Man,
the Son of Man come is not to destroy man's life.
是要救人的性命。
But to save them."
那么弟兄姊妹，约翰、雅各的火是灭人的性命。
Now, the John and James, their fire is trying to destroy man.
但是主耶稣来，他是要救雅各和约翰的性命。
But Jesus came is to save the life of John and James.
是不是救他们呢？
Now, did he save them?
雅各、约翰、雷子。
Because John and James, they are the son of thunder.
我们看见他这脾气真是火爆的不得了。
Now we can see the temper is really bad.
他们又和几个门徒们争论谁为大。
And again, they were fighting with all the other disciples, see who is the greatest.
哦，凡是这样的人都是自高的人。
All this kind of person, they're proud person.
他不仅这样，他还叫他母亲来帮忙啊，是很会钻营的人呢。
Not only that, he asked their mother to come and help. He's very calculating.
什么事情都以自己利益为先。
Because he put his own benefit in the center.
就是你们约翰雅各的生命信心难道是可爱的吗？
Now, so,The nature life of John and James, are they really lovable?
约翰自己写约翰福音说一点都没有分辨这些事情。
But when John wrote the gospel according to John, he did not argue about all his behaviors.
他让马太、马可、路加记这些事情，他完全接受了。
He let Matthew, Mark, and Luke recorded his behavior and just let it go.
事实上弟兄姊妹你们知不知道约翰福音里面从来没有约翰自己的名字
Now did you realize in the book of John he never mentioned his own name
有没有提他自己名字
Now did he mention his own name
有没有提到他自己啊
Did he mention himself
有的哈
Yes
他提到自己是叫什么
Whenever he mentioned himself
叫主所爱的门徒
He said the disciple that the Lord loved.
假如要爱这个雷子啊，一定要要像主耶稣的度量才能爱他。
So if you want to love this the Son of Thunder, you have to be like Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣知不知道约翰的缺点和软弱
？Now, brother and sister, do you think Jesus knows his shortcoming and John's shortcoming?
主耶稣叫他雷子，是不是早就已经看见说这些事情就在他生命里面，天然生命里面
？When Jesus called him the Son of Thunder, did he already see a long time ago that these kind of things is in his nature?
他们的灵，他们自己不知道，主是不是知道呢
？Their spirit, they do not know. Did the Lord know?
但主耶稣还是爱他。
But Lord Jesus still loved them.
在约翰写约翰福音的时候，就是说。Oh, 主所爱的那门徒。
When John wrote the gospel, he said, the disciple that Jesus loves.
弟兄姊妹们，你觉得这里约翰有没有说是觉得是我最蒙主的爱啊？
Now here, did you feel that John said that, oh, I'm the one that Jesus loved most?
事实上，主耶稣十二门徒一样爱。
In fact, Jesus loved them all just the same.
但是每一个人承认主爱的度量在于他对主的认识多少。
But the amount that they realize the amount of love they receive from Jesus is based on how much they understand him.
不是 ，no. The love they recognize.
The love they recognize
depends on how much they know God's love.
Depends on how much they know God's love.
Thank you. 每一个人所承受爱一样的。
Because God's love is the same to everybody.
但是主说，爱大，赦免也大。
But the Lord says,
the forgiveness.
The forgiveness is, if the love is great, the forgiveness is great.
对于我们自己的认识有多少，就承认主的爱有多少。
Now, as much as we understand ourselves, then we realize how Great is God's love to us.
我想在这句话的背后，约翰就承认他是天然生命，像雷子一样。
So I believe behind this, John recognized that he himself really is the son of thunder.
像这样一个人的性情，什么能改变他
？Now with this kind of temperament, now who can change him?
将来的荣耀能改变他吗
？Is the future glory will change him?
将来的奖赏他会因为这个改变他的性情吗
Is it because of the future reward that he will change himself?
Oh,
no.
因为主的爱。
Because of God's love.
你们看以后在使徒行传里面出来的时候
Then you realize that later in the book of Acts
约翰能够和彼得站在一起
John can stand beside right next to Peter
让彼得说话约翰不说话
he let Peter do the speaking and he himself to be kept silent
让彼得来决定事情他自己不说话
and he let Peter to decide everything and he keeps quiet
但是挨打的时候两人一样挨打
but when they were beaten they were both been whipped
就是约翰改变了
Dear brothers and sisters, John changed.
他以后写约翰福音称作爱的使徒
Later on, he wrote the gospel according to John. He called himself the one who Jesus loves.
什么改变他
Now, what changed him?
啊，我晓得很多人要说圣灵来了就改变了
I believe everybody will say that because of the Holy Spirit, that would change him.
但是在圣灵来之前他是实际做了跟随耶稣的人。
But before that, he is indeed a follower of Jesus.
你们看看路加福音的安排，那一段讲到跟随主的路，就在记载约翰雅各的事情之后。
Now, do you realize that the part that was written about how to follow Jesus right after Jesus received John and James as disciple?
Rebuke.
Right after he rebuked them.
路加写他的福音的时候。就把约翰雅各作为一个蓝本讲到说这些人是跟随耶稣的
When Luke wrote the gospel he used John and James as an example saying that these are the ones who follow Jesus
弟兄姊妹今天在这里有没有雷子啊
Now brothers and sisters today right here do we have son of thunder
哪一个人承认自己脾气不好的请举手啊
Now anybody those of you who will admit that you have a bad temper please raise your hand
没人举手，感谢主啊！我们都是雷子啊，天然生命是这样啊。哦，太老弟兄们，感谢主，都是这样。弟兄们，在于我们认识自己有多少。
Now it's all we are all like that. It all depends on how much we know ourselves.
你如果不承认是雷子的，可能你还没看见自己真是雷子。
If you do not admit that you are the son of thunder, you probably
我先承认我是雷子。
But I want to admit it myself first.
你们当然也承认我是雷子啊。
And I believe you admit that too.
这地方脾气很大，对不对
？Because
因为我们都是这样心情。
Now, brothers and sisters, we are like that.
度量不够的。
We don't have this big
反应是快的。
And we react quickly.
哦，心里充满仇恨的。
And deep down inside, we're full of hatred.
但是我们是蒙主所爱的。
But we are the ones that Jesus loves.
主所爱的门徒。
We are the one that was loved by Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，你天天读主的话。
When you read God's word every day.
天天和主有交通。
You have fellowship with God every day.
天天跟随主。
You follow Jesus every day.
你的生命就改变了。
Then your life will change.
相不相信？
Now, do you believe that?
还是你觉得你生命好到一个地步，不需要主耶稣改变的？
Or do you think you're so good that you don't need Jesus to change anything in you?
哦，他们需要读圣经的，我不需要。
He said, those of you, they need to read the Bible, but I don't.
是啊，有一段时间我回台湾的时候，我家里亲戚发生一点事情。
There was some time I went back to Taiwan, and there's something happened in my relatives.
我妈妈就说，你去跟他传福音啊，他们需要听福音啊。
And my mother would say, now you go preach the gospel to them because right now they really need it.
哎呀，好多亲戚说，是啊，是啊，他们好需要福音啊。
And a lot of other relatives say the same thing. They say, oh, they really need the gospel now.
我说你们不需要福音啊。
Then I say, now how about you?
你们不需要福音啊
Now you don't need gospel
你叫我我就要传福音给那个亲戚 you, 你们不需要福音啊
And you ask me to preach to those to the relatives And how about yourself
弟兄姊妹是不是有人不读圣经因为就是说别人需要读我不需要读
Is there anybody who doesn't read Bible think that he doesn't have to read the Bible but Bible's for somebody else
是不是有人不肯祷告是因为觉得我不需要祷告
Somebody who doesn't pray did he think that I don't need to pray
是不是有人不肯跟随主，就是说我不需要跟随主的
？Those who doesn't follow Jesus think that, I don't have to follow Jesus.
那么就做了路加福音后面讲的那个门徒啊。
Then you become the disciple that was described in the later part of the book of Luke. Later on, he left Jesus.
感谢主，若是我们认识自己是雷子。
Now praise the Lord if we recognize ourselves being the son of thunder.
主耶稣已经呼召雷子到他的面前。
The Lord already called the Son of Thunder in front of him
做他的门徒、啊、
to be his disciple.
我实在觉得主有大的怜悯。
I really think the Lord have great pity.
雷子这个名字没有流传下来。
Now, this Son of Thunder did not come down.
以后没有人称雅各约翰做雷子。
Because nobody ever called John the Son of Thunder.
因为他们改变了。
Because he was changed.
雅各很早为主殉道。
James was martyred very, very early in his early life.
他没有害人的性命啊，他被人所害啊。
He did not kill anybody, but he was killed.
约翰却在生命里长进，彰显说这个跟随耶稣的人是这样子的。
And then John was growing in there, and then showed forth. Now this is how a life should be when it's Now, Boanerges is a bad name.
但是在雅各、约翰身上，这是他们最大的拯救。
But in the life of John and James, that's their salvation.
我们需要常常有人提醒我们天然生命的败坏。
We have to be reminded often by other people that what is our corruptible life.
哦，每一次我们天然生命流露出来的时候，我们都说：“主啊，救我，我是雷子啊。”
Every time our natural life come out, we always have to pray that, Lord, I'm the son of thunder.
主耶稣的爱在我们里面。
And the love of Jesus will be inside of us.
虽然我们失败，虽然软弱，主永远不离开。
Although we fail often and we are weak, but the Lord never forsake us.
不仅这样，主会改变我们。
Not only that, the Lord will change us.
怎么改变呢？
How does he do that?
大家告诉我怎么改变呢？
Now, would you tell me how does do that? How does he do that?
怎么样做门徒啊？
Now, how to become a disciple?
大家告诉我怎么样生命会改变呢？
Now, would you tell me how the life can be changed?
读圣经。
Now, to read your Bible.
祷告。
To pray.
跟随主。
And you follow him.
在凡事上仰望主的引领。
And you follow his guidance in every single aspect.
弟兄姊妹们，不仅是外面的事情主会解决。
Not only the things outside that the Lord will solve for you.
我们的生命主会改变。
But our life, the Lord will change.
这个是做主门徒十字架的意义。
Now this is the meaning of cross, to be the disciple.
第二个阶段，我们跟随主。第二个阶段，记不记得十字架的工作在我们。
Remember the second stage of following Jesus is the work of cross on us.
叫我们认识我们的天然。
So that we understand, we know our nature.
叫我们这样跟随主。
So that we can follow him.
求主帮助我们。
We pray the Lord will help us.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。